The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We will now learn the laws of Avodah Zarah in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Samech Zayin. Halacha Aleph, Avodah Zarah Asura Bahana. Any type of pagan symbol is forbidden to get any benefit from it. This is true of the deity itself, Vitashmisha, and anything that services it, Vinoya, and anything that is meant to beautify it, Visik Rafta, as well as any of the offerings to the false god. All of these items would be forbidden for anyone to derive benefit from it. V'im nis arev midvarim elo, afilo echad be'elef. And if any of these things gets mixed up with others, even one in a thousand, shoheter, of others which are permissible, oser kol hatarovis b'hana, the entire mixture would be forbidden to benefit from it. In other words, the usual principle that we have about bittul, that when you have an article of prohibition which is mixed with that which is permissible, we say that it would be nullified either in the majority or bottle b'shishim, would be in a 1 to 60 ratio. That does not apply by Avodah Zarah aspects, and we say that the entire mixture would be asur b'hana. Ezeh tashmisha, what does it mean, the articles that service it? He says, hakelim shehakohen makder b'hem lefaneha. Any utensils with which the priest sacrifices or burns incense in front of the Avodah Zarah, kigon hamachta v'hagviyim, for example, the frying pan or the cups, v'chein habayis, the entire edifice, shemiyachtim la, which is designated for the service of this deity, v'habosis, and the mountain, shemamidim osa alav, on which the icon stands, v'chein klesh hashir, also the musical instruments, shemizamrim b'hem lefaneha, which are played in front of the Avodah Zarah, ukadoma, and anything of the sort. All of these would be considered tashmisha, and they would be asur b'hana. Ve'ezehu noy, and what does it mean, the items which beautify the Avodah Zarah? Kigon haneros shemadlikin lefaneha. The candles which are lit in front of the Avodah Zarah in order to honor it. Ve'hamalbushim shemalbishim asar, and any articles of clothing with which the idol is dressed, o shoteach lefaneha begadim vekelim noim lenoi, or if they spread out in front of the Avodah Zarah garments or other beautiful articles for beauty, vechein ha'ilanos, the same would be true of trees, sheragilim lita lefnei ha'elil, which they are accustomed to plant in front of the deity for the purpose of beautifying it. All of these items, havyon noya, would be considered things that are intended to beautify it, v'asurin bahana, and they are forbidden to get any benefit from them. L'chein asur leishev bitzilon, therefore it is even forbidden to sit in their shade. So for example, a tree that is planted in honor of a deity, even if the deity is no longer there, it is forbidden to sit and enjoy the shade of that tree. Bezeo tikrovta, and what does it mean? The things which are offered to it, kigon mine maicho shemanichin lefaner, we mean, for example, different types of foods that are placed in front of it to serve as an offering to the god. Halacha beis, avodah zara shel goy, any avodah zara which belonged to a non-Jew, v'chein tashmisha v'noya, and the same would be true of that which services it and that which is meant to enhance it, yesh lahen bitul, there is a principle of nullification. Shekishemivato osa hagoy biyodayim, meaning that when the non-Jew nullifies the avodah zara with his hands, shalotehe od avodah zara, in order that it would no longer be used for the purpose of avodah zara, meaning he does something to it so that it is clear that it is no longer being used for pagan purposes, o tashmish, o no avodah zara, nor as that which services or that which beautifies the avodah zara, hu taru, so it is then permitted, meaning there's no problem afterwards of benefiting from that item. However, v'shel Yisrael mumur, if the avodah zara belong to a Jewish renegade, ein lahem bito, then there's no possibility of it being nullified. Doesn't matter what you do to it, the avodah zara remains aser bahana. Everyone is prohibited to benefit from it. Halacha gimel, neros shehedliko lefaneha v'yachakach kibon hagoy litzarach atzmo, if there were candles that were lit in front of the idols and afterwards a non-Jew extinguished it for his own purpose, umecharon liYisrael, and then he sold those candles to a Jew, mutarin, those candles may be used. Dekevon shekibon litzarach atzmo, since he extinguished the candles for his own use, zehu bitulon, this is considered a nullification process. Umikol makom, ein lasis mehen nero shomitzvah, nevertheless, even though a Jew is allowed to benefit from them, he still should not perform a mitzvah with it, because it's disgraceful. V'chein kol davar shel avodah zara, the same is true of any aspect that relates to idol worship. Afal pi shenisbatel umuter lehedyot, even though it may have been nullified and is therefore permitted for someone to use for personal benefit, also ludvar mitzvah, it is forbidden to use them for the purpose of a mitzvah, mishum demiisi lagavoa, because it's considered repugnant for Hashem, so to speak. Halacha Dalid, Hamalbushim, Shalovshim Hakohanim, Kishenichnosim Lebes Elilim, the garments that the priests wear when they enter into their house of worship, Yesh Omrim Dinoi Shalahen Hain, Velo Shal Elilim. Some authorities say it is considered that which beautifies the priests and not serving to beautify the deity. Therefore, ve'einon tzrichen bito, they do not require a nullification, and a Jew may benefit from them. V'yesh misha matzrich bito, but there are other authorities that do require nullification, because ultimately they were involved in idol worship. Halacha hay, tzuras shesiva erev shemishtachvim lo, a cross to which people bow, asura below bito, it is forbidden to get benefit from it unless it was nullified. Avos shesiva erev shetolim bitzavar luzikaron ba'alma, however, a cross that people merely wear around their neck to serve as a remembrance. Mutar, so that is permissible to benefit from it. There's no Isser Hana on it, because it is not really a form of worship itself. Halacha Vav. Asur la'asos shum davar l'tzarech ha'alilim. It is forbidden to make anything for the purpose of the deity. Va'afilo chalonos labayis, even to make windows for the edifice of the place of worship would be asur. In other words, even though you might say that the windows themselves are not being used for the worship, but since it's there for the house of worship, it is therefore prohibited. V'asur limkor lahem svarim hamiyuchadim la'avodah zarah. It is forbidden to sell them books which are designated for pagan purposes. V'chein sifrei Tanakh hamiutokim b'shinuyim. The same would be true that it is forbidden to sell them works of Tanakh, which were copied with some changes, with some modifications in it, kidei liparkrom ulahachzik emunasam, in order to encourage them to abandon the proper path and to strengthen their own faith. V'chein limkar lahem davar letzarach avodasam asur. It is likewise forbidden to sell them anything for the purpose of their worship. Im lo yuchlu liknos b'makam acher, unless it's something that they could acquire someplace else. V'yesh osrim afilo im yuchlu liknos b'makam acher. And there are those that forbid selling them something which would be used for their worship, even if they could buy it elsewhere. V'kol ba'al nefesh yachmir la'atzmoy. And any conscientious person should be strict for himself not to sell them anything that can be used for their worship. We don't want to do anything that can in any way encourage idol worship. Halacha Zayin. Asur lehistakel ba'elil ubanoy shaloi. It is forbidden to gaze at an avodah zarah and at anything which enhances it. Shenemar, al tifnu el hoylilim, don't turn toward the deities. Vitzrichin lehisrachek min habayis, and one has to distance himself from their houses of worship. Umikoshkein min hoelil atzmo arba amos, and certainly from the deity, the statue itself, four amos as a minimum. Shelo lavrasham, so that he should not pass by there. The Asur lishmoa kleshir, is forbidden to listen to music, o lehariach bereach shelahem, or to smell their aromas. The imshomea kleshir, if someone hears their music, yatem oznav, he should stuff up his ears, so he shouldn't be able to listen to it. V'chein im bereach, and if the aroma of their worship comes to him, yichavein shelo lehanos mimenu, he should intend not to get any benefit from it. Halacha ches, haroe bate avodazara biyishuvan, someone who sees houses of pagan worship which are in use, omer, he should say, a pasuk in Mishle, beis geyim yisach Hashem, the house of the haughty God will uproot. Bechurbanon, if he sees a house of worship which is desolate, which is no longer in use, Oma, he should say, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Hophia, that Hashem is the God of vengeance. God should continue to demonstrate vengeance against those who rebel against him. Halacha Tes. Yashav lo kotz biraglo, someone who got a splinter in his foot, o nispazru lo ma'os, or his money fell and scattered, bifnei avodah zarah. Either of these occurred in front of an avodah zarah. Lo yashoach, he should not bow, lo hasir es hakotz, in order to remove the splinter, olito as a ma'os, or in order to take his money, mipnei shenira kimishtacha velo, because it will look as if he is bowing to the avodah zarah. V'hafilo ein adam roe mikol makom aser, even if no one will see him doing it, it is still forbidden. Ela yeshev, rather he should sit down. Oh, yafna acharav, he should turn around backwards, so that he'd be bowing away from the avodah zarah. Otsido litzadhu elil, or at least he should be in a position that his side will be facing the avodah zarah. V'yacha kach yito, and after that he could take it. In other words, you have to be careful that you don't inadvertently bow to an avodah zarah. Halacha yud. Yesh misha omer, there are those that say, she'asur lahavos lutzorech binyan avodah zarah, it is forbidden to lend money which will be used for the purpose of building houses of worship for avodah zarah, o l'tachshiteha, or for the ornaments of an avodah zarah, o l'mshamsheha, or for any items that will be used in the service of the avodah zarah. V'koshkein da'asa limkar lehem tashmishim, and all the more so would it be forbidden to sell them articles that they would use in the service of avodah zarah. V'hamoneya matzliach, and he who abstains from doing these things will find success. V'ein lichroch sifrei ovdei kechavim umazolos, and one is not allowed to bind the volumes of books of idol worship, chutz misifrei hadayanim v'hasofrim, except for the legal books which are used for the judges and by the scribes. V'im choshesh mishum eva, if one is concerned about causing resentment, al kol panim kol ma sheyachol lahashmit yishamet, if he has to bind the svarim of the avodah zarah, he should try to evade to whatever degree he can. Halacha yud aleph, makom shemiskaptzim goyim, in a place that non-Jews gather, va'omrim, and they say, they claim, shesham mochlim lahem avonoseim, that in that location they have all of their sins forgiven. Asur lases v'lases sham imahem, it is forbidden to do business with them in that location. Halacha yud beis, asur lahaskir shem avodah zarah, it is forbidden to mention the name of an avodah zarah, bein litzarech, whether it is for a purpose, kigon loma lechavero, for example, when one says to his friend, hamten li bitzad avodah zarah plonis, he says, wait for me at that specific avodah zarah, so that would be forbidden, bein shelo lesarech, or if it's not for any purpose, it's also forbidden. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, b'shem Elohim achayrim lo saskiru, that the name of other gods you should not mention. V'asur ligrom ligoy sheyask yashem avodah zarah, it is even forbidden to cause a non-Jew to mention the name of an avodah zarah. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, lo yishama al picha, that it should not be heard on your mouth, lo yishama bigroma shelcha, which means not simply can you not say it, but you're not allowed to cause it to be heard. V'im nischayev lo goy shavua, and if a non-Jew is required to make an oath to him, yesh makilin laniach lo lishaveya, there are those that are lenient to allow him, meaning the non-Jew, to swear to him. Shem hachagim shelehem, the names of the pagan holidays, shehem kishmos bnei adam, which are like the names of people, ein chshash lahaskirom, there is no concern about mentioning them. For who, and this is with a stipulation, shelo yikra'im kimo shehagoyim maskir masam b'loshin chashivas, that he will not say the name with a sense of respect or awe, the way that the non-Jews mention it. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol Leitzanusa Asira. It is forbidden to express any form of mockery, chutz, with the exception of Mileitzanusa Da'avodazara Disharya, the making mockery of idol worship. That is something which is permissible. That is the only time the one is allowed to mock anything. Halacha Yud Dalid. Asur Litein Matnas Chinam Lagoy. It is forbidden to give a present for free to a non-Jew. She'eino Makiro, whom he does not recognize. Meaning, not that he doesn't know who he is, but it's not someone who is an associate of his. Diksiv V'lo Sichonim. It says in the Torah, Lo Sichonim V'darshinon. We deduce from there, Lositein Lahem Matnas Chinam, that you're not allowed to give them a present for free. Avu Imhu Makiro, but if he is an associate of his, Lo Habi Matnas Chinam, then it's not considered a free present. Shigam Hu Yishalim Gemulo, because the non-Jew will also give him things. Okvar Shilomlo, or he already did give him things, Fahavi Kemo Mechira, and it is almost like a sale, which means that you have an ulterior motive in giving him the item. So there's no question, it's mutter to sell something to a non-Jew, and one is allowed to give something to a neighbor, to an office mate, certainly to his boss, because these are all situations where the one who's giving it is hoping at some point to get something in return for it. Halacha Tes Vav. Asur L'saper B'Shivchan. It is forbidden to relate the praises of non-Jews. Afilu Lomer, even to say, Kama Noe Goyze B'Tzirasoi, look how beautiful is the figure of this non-Jew. That is forbidden. And all the more so that one is forbidden to praise the actions of a non-Jew, or something of the non-Jew he makes dear to him. All these things, Shizel Gamkein Bechlau Losichanim, all these things are forbidden because it's in the category of Losichanim, which Chazal tell us, lo siten lahem chein, that you're not allowed to show them any form of grace. Aval im mechavein b'shivcha lahodes l'kadosh baruch hu, but by praising him, if the person is intending to express praise to Hashem, shebara birya nar kizu, that he created a creature as beautiful as this, then mutar, then it is permissible to do. So, it all depends on what your motive is. If the motive is to praise Hashem, it is permissible. If the motive is to just, gain more of a closeness to this non-Jew, or to become a fan of his, so that's something that is usur. Halacha Tes Zayin. Mutar lefaneis arniheim. It is permissible to support poor people who are not Jewish, ulevakeh cholehem, and to visit the non-Jewish ill, v'likbar meisehem, and to bury their dead, ulahaspidon, and to eulogize them, ulenachem avlehem, and to comfort the non-Jewish mourners. All these things are permissible, mishum darkei shalom, for the sake of promoting a good relationship between Jews and non-Jews. Halacha Yud Zayin. Now this was written out of concern of the dangers of being in the presence of non-Jews, which historically there was always an element of sakonas nefashos. You never knew when a non-Jew would turn on the Jew and decide to go on a killing spree. So the principle is lo yisyached Yisrael im goy. A Jew is forbidden to be secluded with a non-Jew mipnei shehem chashudim al shvichas damim, because they are all considered suspects of potential murder. We don't want to give them the opportunity to murder us. And this halacha developed based on, unfortunately, too many historical experiences that we've had. So whenever one is exposed to someone who is a potentially dangerous individual, it is forbidden to be secluded with that person. Similarly, in halacha Yud Ches, Goya lo seinik lielad Yisrael bebeisa, a non-Jewish nursemaid may not nurse a Jewish child in her house. V'afilo acherim omdim al gaba, even if there are other people standing over her to make sure she doesn't do anything bad. About bebeis Yisrael, but in the home of Jews, muteras leheiniko, she would be permitted to nurse a Jewish baby. Im acherim omdim al gaba, if there are others who are standing over her, o nichnasim v'yotzim, or the going in and out. For who shelo yanicho imo levado balayla, and this is with the qualification that we don't leave the baby with her alone at night, because we don't trust her, we don't know what she's going to do. Halacha Yud Tes, Yisraelis lo siyaled legoya, a Jewish woman may not serve as a midwife for a non-Jew. Ella in Cain, he yedua lemialedes, unless she is known to be a midwife, sha'oz muteras mishum eva, because then it is permissible in order to avoid resentment. Which means that if this is her profession, she's known as a midwife, then it is permissible. Vidafka bischar ubechol, and it is only if she receives payment for it, and it can only be done on a weekday. For lo seinik Yisraelis leven goy afilo bischar, and a Jewish woman may not serve as a wet nurse for a non-Jewish child, even if she is being paid. Ella im kein yesh lo chalav harbe, unless she has an abundance of milk, umitzarerosa, and it's causing her discomfort. Oz muteras leheiniko, then she's allowed to nurse the non-Jewish child. Halacha chaf, asur lelamed umnus legoy, it is forbidden to teach a trade to a non-Jew. These final halachas are limiting our interaction with pagans, especially when there are issues that would put our lives into danger, or that would sustain the lives of the pagans. Based on what we've seen before, it would appear that in all cases of Darkei Shalom, it would be permissible, certainly to avoid resentment, we would be allowed and indeed obligated to teach them a trade and to nurse their children, so on and so forth.